Good morning. In 1969, there was a very popular song that people were listening to. It was called Come Saturday Morning. And it was a wonderful, happy song. And the words in the beginning of the song go like this. Come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend till the end of the day? Just I and my friend. We'll travel for miles in our Saturday smiles, and then we'll move on. But we will remember long after Saturday's gone. Wonderful, happy song about memories. That wonderful gift that God gives us of remembering comes to our aid at such sad, difficult times like this. I remember when Patty and I first met Martha, and it reminded me very much of the words we heard in the gospel just a couple of moments ago. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. Martha had a wonderful, wonderful faith. She came to us. We met her and we enrolled her in the classes that prepared her for confirmation. Unfortunately, that year, it was the fall of 2010, she came a little bit late to the program, and she had missed two or three sessions. I don't recall exactly. But our policy at that time was if you missed any sessions, that would be okay. You could finish out the series of classes and then come back when we start again. Make up those classes you missed, and then you're ready for confirmation. Martha did that. But in so many ways, she was a godsend to us because Martha came with a lot of questions. Not a couple, many, many questions. She never questioned her faith, but she had questions about faith and about the Catholic religion and about our parish. That was very helpful to us because the way that we facilitate our classes, we look for questions, because questions begin discussions, and then discussions learn to learning from one another. And Martha to us was such a blessing. She came back and enrolled in the classes for the winter of 2011. And she only had to make up two or three classes, but she stayed the entire series of classes, repeating most of them, never missing once. And yes, she still had a lot of questions. We learned so much from her, from the faith that she shared with us and the other fellow candidates in both of those classes. Her faith was lived every day. And for me, I think the best example of that is found in her husband, Glenn. Glenn converted to Catholicism in 2013. Patty and I again had the opportunity to meet with him and other inquirers who were thinking about the process, who were considering whether or not they wanted to become Catholic. And in the process, we discovered that this was Glenn's idea. It wasn't Martha's, his wife's, idea. It wasn't anybody else's idea. It was his. However, I think Maggie nudged him just a little. But he went through the process and was baptized and received his other sacraments here at the Easter Vigil in 2013. And such a wonderful experience that was for him and his family. A second wonderful experience was more recently when Glenn attended the Cornerstone Retreat here at St. James. And when you go to a retreat with all men, you're not quite sure where they are emotionally, spiritually, any of those ways. But we sure find out afterwards. In Glenn's case, he shared with us in the days following that retreat in November, he would text Martha. This was not the normal practice. He would text Martha with little smiley faces or a little I love you, completely out of the blue. And it took Martha about 2 weeks to think and finally ask Glenn, is this a requirement of Cornerstone? And Glenn would say, no. From me. It's from my heart. And those two experiences in Glenn and Martha's life, along with their children, reminds us that when we open up our hearts and our minds to God's word, to his presence among us, what wonderful things his spirit can do to us and for us. Samuel, what a special young man Samuel is. The vision that I have, I think, will always be with me, is his smile. It went from here to here. And he would come out of Mass every Sunday when I was here, and he, along with Martha and Glenn, Maggie and Angela, they would stop to say hello. We'd wish each other a good day or a happy week. And Samuel, all the time, had that smile. I don't know if he was just happy that Mass was over. He was on his way to get a donut, or he was just happy to see me. I don't know. But I'm grateful, for whatever reason, he left me with that smile. He also, as I understand, was often taking my name and spreading it around to other people. He even identified himself in school one day, as I've been told, as Deacon Bob. And from time to time, he would identify other people as Deacon Bob. Someday, Samuel and I are going to have a talk about that to see what he was up to. The scripture that we had this morning reminds me so much of Samuel. In the second reading, the reading from St. John, in that verse that says, "See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God, yet so we are." And that's the challenge that we should take with us today, the challenge that Samuel places in our hearts and our minds, to be like children of God. Not questioning, not mean, not angry, but loving and compassionate, smiling from one ear to the other when we greet people and are with them. Thank God for the promise that He's made to each one of us. The promise that God creates each one of us to be with Him forever when we are finished here in this life. By His Son, Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection, He gained victory forever over that sin and over that death. That's the gift that Martha and Samuel have experienced. And that's the gift that's waiting for each and every one of us. Something to be so grateful for. And in our very own baptisms, we died in the water with Christ, and we rise with Him into new life. What a gift that is for each one of us. Martha and Samuel each had a story in this life, just as each one of us do. If you knew Martha and Samuel, you were part of their story, just as Martha and Samuel were part of our stories. And as we go forward from this day, let's always remember that very part of our story, that they were with us. Because the story of each one of us, the story of Martha and the story of Samuel, is a sacred story because God was in their life, present every day as He is in our lives. And I know they lived the life that mirrored that. And what I want to leave you with this morning is one of the verses from the first reading that we heard from the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them, but they are in peace. Martha and Samuel are with God and are in peace.